Welcome back to another podcast. One of the benefits that we have here at Sun City Shadow Hills is the opportunity to experience the output of some of the talented residents who live here. And specifically, we have the Camera Club in, who are going to talk about an exhibit that they are going to be producing in March. The chairman is Beth Bolduc. Beth, welcome.
Thank you.
And joining her is Graham Jones. Graham,
thank you
for joining. So just briefly recap the purpose of the Camera Club and then take us into the exhibit here.
Well, as we mentioned in our last podcast, there are about 80-odd members in the club, and they range from people who are absolute beginners right through to very, very sophisticated professional-level users, actually. But the interesting thing is that the photographs are not dependent on actually experience or the equipment very often. Some people have got a tremendous eye and produce unbelievable photographs. And so many of these people that are working with it or are in our club are going to be exhibiting on March the 4th. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to see photographs that range through everything from landscapes, portraits, abstract, the local desert, everything you can think of.
Yeah, all over the world.
And people travel. Yeah, we've got two members who've just come up from the Antarctica with some tremendous photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And so it's going to be March 4th?
March 4th from 1 to 5 in the Montecito Ballroom.
It's going to be in the ballroom of the Montecito.
Yes, so it'll be in the back half, which is the part that opens onto the lobby.
Okay. And so that's quite a bit of exhibit space. Last year, I recall you had it in the lobby of the Montecito, and that was pretty cramped.
Yeah, that was our first year, so we learned some things. It was cozy, and we had a great time, and we welcome everybody to come back. Should be a lot of fun.
How many different photographers do you think will be exhibiting?
We have, right now it looks like we have 16.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had, I think 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have a few new people, and we've got a lot more space. And everybody learned lessons from last year, so hopefully it'll be... Yeah. Interesting, real interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the objectives actually is to leave enough space that you can stand back and really look at the photographs.
Yeah.
Whereas last year you couldn't do that.
Right. And so people who are interested in photography should definitely come.
Yeah.
And they have the opportunity to actually buy a piece if they so desire.
Mm-hmm.
And does each photographer set his own prices? How does that go?
You know, as a group, we try to kind of look at what each other is selling so that we're within a range. You know, some people may have a more expensive paper that it's printed on or a more expensive frame if it's framed, or it may be something that's slightly different. So, but we try to look at the sizes and kind of stay within a pretty tight range to one another so that it, you know, somebody's not selling something for $200 and everybody else is selling it for $75.
Yeah, the pricing, I think, generally is very modest.
Pretty affordable.
And for the quality of work.
Yeah.
But, you know, the selling is one part of it, but really, you know, these guys are proud to show everybody the work they're doing.
Right.
And so the exhibition is really a primary focus.
Yeah. Right.
And if you want to walk away with copies or with prints from these things, then that's what we're providing.
Yeah. Well,
but we had an awful lot of fun just talking with people last year.
Sure.
It is a lot of fun and it's
very validating as a former artist who actually sold some things. I know from experience that hearing positive feedback is very positive, and to have someone actually be willing to pay money for something that
you've
created
is
the highest compliment.
It really is.
But in addition to the photography, as people are browsing, we have free wine and cheese, and there's also a raffle.
We have a nice raffle.
Oh.
With a lot of raffle gifts being donated from the photographers themselves. So you can enjoy your wine and cheese, you can chat with the photographers, and you might walk away with a free gift as well.
And not having spent a cent.
Oh, that's great. Free parking, that's pretty close.
There you go.
Likely not to be any traffic on the way or going home.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a very pleasant way to spend an afternoon.
We hope so.
In fact, many of the guests may even recognise many of the photographers because a lot of us spend time doing photographs for The View.
Yeah.
And I know myself, I've been in many people's houses doing photography of different crafts or different things that have become stories inside The View.
Okay, well, it's another good way to tie in with your neighbours.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it. And sounds like a fun Saturday afternoon to me, and I will definitely be there.
Yeah. So just to top that off, it's March the 4th, Montecito Ballroom.
1 to 5.
And if the wine, or until the wine...
Until the wine and cheese are gone.
Got it. Okay, well, thank you. That's going to wrap up another podcast. I hope you enjoy hearing about some of the, just another benefit of living here and getting exposed to some of the artists. And so until next time, thank you for listening.